our free will. We must want to persevere. We must want to remain faithful. We must want to do what Christ tells us we should. No question, there are many vagrant and strange voices in the world today. But, and this is where we should thank God on a minute, on bended knees, for the Catechism of the Catholic Church. With all the wild, what shall we call it, theologizing going on in so many learned circles, we do have, we always did have, but now we have available to everyone who can read and read English, the deposit of faith expressed in intelligible language and containing all the essentials plus of what we are to believe, how we are to live, and how we are to pray. All of this is a precondition for what we're talking about, namely, to build our spiritual life on Jesus Christ, who is the rock on whom we are to build. However, building on the true faith, which itself is the acceptance with our minds of what Christ has revealed, is only the precondition for what Christ expects of us. And over the years, my 46th year in giving retreats, I did not used to stress as much as I believe under God I am to stress nowadays. Not only the importance of having access to the real revealed truth as manifested by Christ and as taught by His Church, but, and behind this but is, for me, the main purpose of this weekend of the spiritual exercises. We are to share these riches with others. It was never true, simply never true, that the true faith, that God has so unworthily given to us, and we were to hold on to it, hug it for dear life, just for ourselves, that was never true. Passage after passage in the Gospels has Christ telling His followers He wants them to share. What a mild verb. To give. to give others what Christ has so generously given to them. In the last some years, our language has become more outspoken every time I speak. We have a grave obligation on which our salvation depends to communicate our faith in Jesus Christ and the truths He has revealed to us. We have a grave obligation. That word grave is not an exaggeration. A grave obligation to communicate that to others. If we don't hear it, we will not reach heaven. I mean it. The enemy, active as never before in the history of the human race, propagating error, has even stolen in word after word our Catholic vocabulary, prostituted it. The very word propaganda, dear God, propaganda now in the English language means the very opposite of what it meant for centuries. To propagate the truth. And now we, yes, my dear fellow propagandists, we are the madmen, the schizophrenics, the oddballs, the characters, propagating our stupid dreams to a world of reality. A reality for the world is what you can touch and feel and weigh and handle and count. Even as I speak this way, I say to myself, I wonder whether I'm getting through. My prayer is that when Christ told us that He is the rock on whom we are to build, He was also telling us that He is the rock on whom everyone else must build. And that consequently, not only as an option, or as will, an extravaganza of our Catholic life, But I repeat, as a grave obligation, as never before, we are bound before God to communicate the faith that God gave us to others. I know too much, much too much about the modern world. Much too much. Not to recognize how preoccupied, and I use that verb advisedly, how preoccupied so many otherwise good, devout, believing Catholics are with, well, as they tell you, their responsibilities. Fine. But our primary responsibility in life, as Christ tells us, and on which our salvation finally depends, is our meeting the needs of others, and you fathers, meeting the needs of your children, and for some of you, your children's children. And the greatest, deepest need in every day, and with thunderous emphasis in our day, is the need for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Of course, we shall be only as zealous in sharing these convictions with others as we ourselves are deeply convinced in our own minds and hearts. One reason, by the way, why in God's providence He allows so many people, shall I say, so many of us, to have sinned, so that, having discovered the blessings of God's mercy, having learned not just as pious words, but as a living reality, no borrowing this from Billy Graham, that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I know it. Except for Him, I can say I'd be in hell. One reason, and a towering reason, why God has allowed us to sin. Yes, among the questions we had last night, why does God allow these often terrible evils? So that the sinners, coming to their senses, might realize what mercy God has shown them in the person of Jesus, which means Savior. And therefore, they just cannot almost control themselves. They want to share this wonderful message with everyone who enters their lives. Oh, but we have to be convinced all of this presumes, and hear it, we shall be only as convinced that Christ is indeed the rock of our spiritual life. We shall be only as convinced as, in his own words, we hear and listen to what he teaches, and then, and here's the crux, and we put it into practice. And we put it into practice as converted sinners. Once this takes hold of your life, nothing can stop you. Realizing how short our stay is here in this valley of tears. What else is there to live for except to love Jesus Christ, my merciful Lord, with all my heart, and to share that love with everyone, I don't say who just casually or happens to enter my life. I go in search of such people. I'm not exaggerating, stay up nights. How can I bring Jesus Christ to others? Oh, how much the enemies of Christ can teach us. I know. They stay up nights. They do. Scheming, planning. On how to undercut. How to neutralize. How to prevent the Catholic Church from doing what believing Catholics believe they should. Lord Jesus, you are the rock of our spiritual life, on whom not only we are to build our spiritual lives, but we are to help everyone whom you put into our lives in order that we might help convince them there's only one hope in this world, and that is you, dear Savior. Only one joy in this valley of tears. Only one guarantee of stability. Only one assurance of perseverance on our way to that heavenly kingdom for which we are made. And that, dear Jesus, is you, our rock. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now
and
at the hour of our
death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us sinners.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.